So you may well recognise the voice of Charlie Lawson. Charlie, welcome.
How are you doing? What about you?
I'm very good. How are you?
All right, thanks, mate. Enjoying it very much. Thanks to Neil and everybody here at the store for inviting me along. I have to say, though, I'm a Giants man. Well, I've got to be, haven't I? It's the only second ice hockey game I've ever seen in my life, but I'm a Belfast man, so...
And what was the first one? Well, do you remember the first one?
Yes, I do. It was actually, I was on tour in Canada in 1987, I think, just standing on my flex. And
we're talking wires here, don't worry
right.
about it.
And we... I think, as far as I recall, it was a long time ago, we went to Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, the old Maple Leaf Gardens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was incredible.
A crazy old building that
yeah,
was
yeah.
as well. So what do you think, what is your sporting passion?
Horse racing. I mean, I'm a game shooter, really. Shoot all through the winter. Yeah. But horse racing, I suppose, and rugby. Although I love all sports, you know what I mean? I was just saying earlier on to Hannah there, I wish I'd had a chance to try this when I was young and fit. You know, I like the contact, I like the skill, and it's very fast, you know?
It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you've grown up with football and rugby and what have you, to see this, it just, I guess,
it
opens
is,
your mind to something else.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, it's a fantastic sport. I can see exactly why it's so popular across the Atlantic, you know what I mean? It's a great sport, and it's... I'm delighted it's taken off over here, especially in Northern Ireland. We're very proud of our country, as you know, and it's the last thing on earth you would have expected in Belfast 20 years ago, so I'm delighted. It's a great sport.
And it's gone hand in hand with the regeneration of that whole Titanic quarter with the SSE Arena now, the former Odyssey, and everything else that's gone up
yeah.
in that part of town, which is... You know, in my time of covering this sport over there,
you
it's
must
just
have
a different
seen some,
place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when you, I suppose, 15 years ago or whatever,
yes.
it's 20 years ago, that whole quarter didn't exist. It was just a desert, really. And so, you know, as I said before, I'm desperately proud of anything that happens in Northern Ireland. We need it for a long time. It was a very black, grey place, you know, and stuff like this. And also, I think it's very exciting for us to have, you know, Canadians and people we don't know coming over and playing for us. It means a lot, you know, because it would never have happened before in the bad old days.
Where's home for you now? Is it here? Is it there?
I live down the road in the, as they call it, the Golden Triangle. We live in Prestbury, which is very nice. And contrary to what everybody says, the footballers are nice people and they do shop with Debbie. So, you know.
that's good enough.
Yeah, it's a nice place to be. Not far from Altrincham.
No, not far at all. And Prestbury is, for those that don't know, it's the land of Robbie Savage. It's the land, I think, of Yaya Toure. I think he lives out Prestbury.
I think
well.
There's a lot in Alderley Edge, but we've got Robbie Savage and we've got Freddie Flintoff and Wes Brown and his missus and, you know, and Wayne and Colleen, of course, live there. And contrary to what the Daily Mail tell you, they do shop in the village.
Really?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you love Manchester as a place? Is it somewhere where you spend so much time here through your
it's
life?
Been very good to me over the years, you know. I mean, before you were born, probably I was doing a show called Crown Court, which was recorded here, I think it was 1980. But and then, of course, I was at Corrie for 11 years and been back every two or three years. I go back and do a stint. But I never actually lived in the city, you know. I was always... You know, I worked here, and strangely enough, and everybody will concur with me, I think, and it's an awful thing to say, and paradoxically, it's true, though. I mean, after the bomb went off and the Commonwealth Games happened, Manchester had a huge facelift, and so if there was anything positive to come out of that awful experience, it was a huge regeneration of the centre of the town, and then we had the Commonwealth Games, and so Manchester now is a real buzzy town.
And it's interesting because from the outside, you think of Manchester, you might think of the musical scene, you might think of maybe the historic, you know, the mills that were here and everything else. But actually, you might think of the sport as well. But actually, Manchester isn't one place, is it? It is Cheshire. It is Trafford.
Yeah,
it is Salford. All of these places that all kind of seem to come together under the great big Manchester
it
city,
is.
If you
and,
like.
Manchester's very good to its own. I remember being in Corrie. It's rather like Belfast, and said it's very proud of its heritage and the people it produces. And I remember spending nights where you'd be with Take That one night, and then you'd be with Man United footballers the other night, then you'd be with Mike Somerby's son the next night. And, but Manchester takes care of its own, and so we all, everybody used to, their jaws used to drop, and I said, well, you know, when there was a do on in Manchester, all these people were invited, and of course Corrie was something they're extremely proud of, so we got to meet a lot of great people who came from all walks of life in Manchester, you know. And so we're, yes, it's a good, it's, I'm very proud to be associated with it, you know, and I'm not a blue or a red, incidentally.
Well, that's probably a good thing in its own way. Did you ever get much chance to spend time with Sir Alex during your time?
No, strangely enough, he's one of the guys that I never met. I know my friend Jimmy Nesbitt's good pals with him, you know, but I never really met Alex. I spent many's a long night with a pint in my hand with Paddy Creer and a few of them lads, but I didn't have the privilege to meet Sir Alex.
Why do people love Corrie?
I think it's consistently the writing is very good, and I also think they've improved dramatically over the years, and I mean that in the sense that their drama is excellent. Soaps or long-running dramas go up through cycles, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not as good and all that lot. And as I say, in the 11 years I was there, sometimes it was on the top and sometimes it wasn't. That's just the nature of the beast.
What was your favourite storyline?
Funnily enough, I was looking at, I'm a bit of a Philistine, a bit of a Luddite. I've only discovered sort of YouTube and things. In fact, I only got a mobile phone 2 years ago.
Come on.
No, it's the truth. I hate the bloody things. But anyway, I discovered YouTube recently, and I found stuff on there that I'd forgotten about. I mean, you know, honest to God, I had.
Was it stuff you wanted to forget about?
Well, yeah. There was a period of time when I forgot everything because it was off my head for 4 years. But no, I mean, I think any actor who tells you he doesn't like being in a wheelchair is lying. It's great. And I had a sort of a year where Jim was in a wheelchair and he was bitter and twisted and upset and in love. And it was a great sort of cocktail of all that stuff. And in those days, we did 5-minute scenes, and I watched one with Maud Grimes when she was in a wheelchair and Jim was, and she'd come in to lecture Jim about feeling sorry for himself. Yeah. And I have to say, it was brilliant, but it was 5 minutes long. Now that, you watch Corrie now, and I get disappointed because actors don't get the chance. Each scene is 45 seconds.
Yeah.
It's really disappointing. And now they're going to go to 6 episodes a week. I fear for the product because I really want it to be top, you know.
For somebody whose acting knowledge and experience probably ended as I left primary school, what's the big difference between 45 seconds and a 5-minute scene there?
Well, I mean, the writer has a chance to do his craft, practice his craft, and consequently the actors have a chance to really fulfill their sort of, you know, their needs and what makes them good. They have a chance to express themselves over a long scene. But unfortunately, look, those days are gone, and it's not the producer's fault. It's just we're all dictated to by the pound note, and if somebody says we can fit more adverts in if we do another episode during the week, I'm afraid that's the way it goes. We have precious little choice about it. We do our best with what's given to us in the script, but I think it will be a lesser product for that.
What do you think of the new set?
It's a great improvement, actually. I mean, I was there 2 years ago, and it's just everything is together in one spot. I mean, the old place was lovely, but it was falling apart, you know, simple as that.
And that's the big thing, isn't it? It's the, and so many different places are like that. I spent quite a lot of time down at BBC Television Centre, which was the biggest rat-infested hole going that people had a massive affinity with, but it was horrible.
I know, but it was the same with the old Granada building. Yeah. Really, it was falling to pieces, and it's a great shame, you know. But I'm glad that I've forgotten the name of the people who've taken over are using it for different things, and that's good. But what the terrible tragedy is that stage one, which is what we moved into from the old building, it was one of the best sound stages in Britain. That's going, and I think that's a terrible waste. But there you go. I mean, it's all about the buck now, isn't it? Somebody'll buy it, knock it down, put a hotel up, and you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Sad though.
It is. Do you miss the treadmill, I guess, at times of the 5 days a week, as it is now, the 6 days it's going to become? Did you